The Darshus Lahai Shmaita Lameima the Kulis Rikim. The Rabbi is explaining, well, how come the Torah has to write all three psukim, all three halachas are both a Tomei, or else Tful Yom, or else Mechusik Epurim is Mechal Yavoida, and we cannot learn out one from the other, because if we leave out Tful Yom, I cannot learn out Tful Yom from Mechusik Epurim. Because Rabbi holds the Mechusik Epurim of the Zav is like a Zav dummy, means he has the Chumra Mamish like a Tumme Zav. Rashi says, "Who I didn't mean the same thing with Mitzera, for a Mitzera." El Chad Minah says one of the two, Mechusik Kippurim, the Zav, the Zav. Now what does that mean to say it's Mechusik Kippurim? Rashi says it means Linyan Kodshim. Shlehuter Etzloi Hevele Kilule Tovel. Negeya to Kodshim. That for Kodshim, the Zav is not Mutat Eat Kodshim until he brings his Korban. So before he brings his Korban, Negeya to Kodshim, his mom is considered like his tummy. Therefore, Tful Yom, you cannot learn out from Mechusik Kippurim. On Mechusik Kippurim, it's a Chomedik Halacha, it's the Mamas like it's still Tamei. Rashi says, the Mochle Chayat Koros, the Mamas be Chayat Koros. If Mechusik Kippurim will eat Kotchim now, he'll be Chayat Koros. So therefore, it's like Kolsha Tuma, therefore, Negeh to Kotchim. The Tum is not Kolsha of Mechusik Kippurim. Therefore, if the Torah would have just had a Pasuk, that a Mechusik Kippurim, if he does the Avodah, it's Mechal the Avodah, I would not know it's Tful Yom. Therefore, I need all three psukim. Now the Gemara says, and this you said, the Mechusik Kippurim, the Zav, Kizav, Domi, Tanoihi, I tell you really, it's a Machlokes Tanoim. Tanya, we learn like this. Sorrowful, let's say, by the Paraduma. Let's say the one that burns the Paraduma. Oinein, he's a Kohen, that's an Oinein, somebody who just made some Mishpacha before the Kippurim. Or else the Mechusik Kippurim, or else the Kohen is a Mechusik Kippurim, meaning he was a Zav, and he did not bring his Korban yet. So Ksheira, the Lach is that it's still Kosher. And Rashi says, why? The Kosher Bedek Abayis, that a Paraduma has Lach like a Kosher Bedek Abayis, V'yenen an Osabot, like Siv Hana Kroy Yelah B'nik, the Kosher Mizbech. That's an onion is also to do the Avodah, that's only by a Kosher Mizbech, by regular Korban. Not by a paraduma. Paraduma is lochah v'kotchei bedek habayis, and therefore an oinim on Mechusik Kippurim, if they burn the paradum, it's still kosher. On this, Yosef Ababul Yom, he comes to argue and says, no, that oinim shera. I agree to you, a kain that's an oinim vidov, you avoid it's a lich shera. But Mechusik Kippurim, sula. But if he's a Mechusik Kippurim, he's possible. He has no right to burn the paraduma, it's no good. It's sula. The question is, what's the machlokes? So my love, isn't it? Paul Kemifel, it is the Machlokes. Mas of a Mechusik Kippurim, the Zav Kizav Domi. I'll tell you Yosef HaBavli, that says the Mechusik Kippurim burns the Paraduma. It's Psulom, because see also Mechusik Kippurim, the Zav is like a Zav. Says Mamash like his Tomei, like Rashi says, the Evelay Tomei, who crocs his Ishtor. The Bosses says clearly, the one that works with the Paraduma has to be an Ishtor. So that's what he argues and says that it's Psulom. Well, Masov, the Tanakhama that says, no, even Mechusik Kippurim is also Ksheira, I tell you, Masov, Lav Kizav Domi. That Mechusik Kippurim is not called Kizav Domi. So you see, it's a Machlokes Tanoim whether Mechusik Kippurim is called Kizav or not. Like Rashi says, if it's Lav Kizav Domi, he has luck like a Tful Yom, and we'll soon see it's Tful Yom is kosher for the Paraduma. Smur says, no, Smur says, Lloyd, it's not the Pshat. It could be the Kuliyama, both these Tanoim hold Kizav Domi. That a Mechusik Kippurim of a Zav has a Loch like a Zav, and he has a Tumah like a Zav, and to catch him. So what's the Machlokes? What does the Tanakhama say here then, that he's kosher for the Paraduma? I would know a person that Tomei is possible for the Paraduma. Behoche Boche Miflugi, here the Machlokes is like this. Behoche Miflugi. See, the Pasuk says, V'hizar HaToher, that the one that spritzes has to be tor. Vizer ator mechlal shu tomei. Mashma that he's tomei. The paradum is a special pasuk of vizer hator, which Rashi says the word tor is mashma kolduhu mashma. Any type of attire the person is still is kosher for the paraduma. What are we darshan from here? Here we darshan Liman comes to teach us al tful yom. That a person to tful yom, as long as he went to the mikveh today, this kosher for the paraduma, even though he was tamei, and even though it's not Hera Shemesh, but since he went to the mikvah, tful yom is kosher for paraduma. That's the chiddush over here. So it's like this. Marsovar tumak de cholatera kula, that for the Tanakhama says that's what we dash near a tful yom is kosher of a paraduma is lav dafka tful yom of a tuma sheretz, but any type of a tful yom, even of a tamei zav or tamei mitzora. So even though there's still mechus to kippurim, so what? There's a ribak ro here. Here's that by paraduma he's kosher to do the avoda for the kodshim that like a tful yom is possible for. See what din a mechus to kippurim the zav has a loch like a zav. And it would eat from the kodshim, could be a chai, he'll be chai of chorus. Here there's a special posik by the paraduma that says an extra posik of the Iza HaTor that with Dash and Mechlal Shu Tomei, it's only no good if he's Tomei Gomer, but as long as he has a little bit tired to him, it's okay. Meaning even a Tful Yoim could bring the paraduma. So Tanakhama holds in a Tful Yoim is any Tful Yoim, even a Mechusti Kippurim of a Zav and a Mitzvah also. Yosef Abaviot no, or Masova Tumma Dahach Parsha, only Tumma of this Parsha of regular Tful Yoim, meaning of a mace who is not Mechus to Kippurim. So Tful Yoim of a mace, here the Torah says it'll let her bring the Paraduma, but not a Mechus to Kippurim, there could be old, it's Mamashka Tomei, as Loch like a Zav, he's called Tomei for a Paraduma. That's the Machlokes over here. When the Torah gave the heter of a Tful Yoim, is it any Tful Yoim, or only a Tful Yoim of a Tumim Meis? The Morris is like this. Hilkach, therefore, according to Yosef Abavli, Oinen a Tful Yoim de Tumim Sheret de Kili, or to be Kavuchayna. And Oinen, or a Tful Yoim of a Tumim Sheret, a learner from a Kavuchayna of a Tumim Meis, that is kosher for the Paraduma. Mitzvuyem de meis, from mitzvuyem de meis, madach mitzvuyem de meis, that a meis is a chomodik a tumma, it's tumma shiva, and still a tzvuyem of a tumma meis, is la to bring the paraduma, so pshita tzvuyem of a tumma sheret or an einin could bring the paraduma. Alo mechusi kapurim de zav, de chomer, shekain tumma yetzla megufiloi, but Yosef Bavli holds that a mechusi kapurim of a zav, it's a more chomodik a tumma. Because the Tumah of Zav comes out of the body itself. Since it comes out of the body itself, it's more chomer, and here he holds the Torah is not talking about it. Therefore, Mechus to Kippurim of the Zav has Loch like a Zav, even against the Paraduma. That's the Machlokes over here. It's a special Loch in the Parsha of Paraduma, is a Mechus to Kippurim Ksher or not. But all other Kodshim could be both agree that a Mechus to Kippurim of the Zav is Mamish Kizav Dami. And if it eats from the Kodshim, it'd be Chayat Koros, the way Rashi learns. Now the Gemara says, it says in the Mishnah again, Mechusa Begodim. A Kohen, if he's not wearing his special Begodim, a Kohen Hegid, if he's not wearing the four, or a Kohen Gadol, if he's not wearing his eighth Begodim, then he does the Avodah, he also passes the Avodah, it's a Psul. So we know, and how do we know this? Omer Rabbi Yavuah, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Omati Bo Mishmet Rebbe Lozav Rebbe Shimon. He brings down the name of Rebbe Lozav Rebbe Shimon. To Yom HaKor, the Pasuk says, Bechogarto Oysom Avneit Aron Obonov, like put on the avne, put on the gartel, put on the hats, and that will make them a kuna l'chukah felom. So we dash like this, what the Pasuk means teaches is that bizman shebdigdeyem aleyem kunos maleyem. Bizman, they're wearing a special begodim, a digdey kuna, then they have the loch like a kahanim. Then if they do the avoidah, sit like a kohen, tells the avoidah. But the chiddush is ein digdeyim aleihem. If they're not wearing the begodim, or is aloha of ein kunasam aleihem, it's siddur they're not siddur the koyin. If they're not siddur the koyin, they're like a zar, and the zar that does the avoid who had already psukim that he's possible. That's how we know a koyin without a begodim is mamish like a zar. Rashi says voice of him halavisha has voice for kun alma kunasam kli digdeyim v'lo yehavi luzarim. Without the begotten of like a zar, and the zar is found already, it's mochel of the avoda. The Gemara asks, so you know, mehoch and nafk, is this the place we learn out from? Mehosam nafk, learn out from over there, the tiny we learned. Minayin leshesuya yayin. How do you know that a kohen that drinks wine, shimo vadi bidol the avoda? Chilo, please mechal the avoda is possible. The Talmud Lema, the Pasuk says, yayin v'sheicher al teisht. You should not drink wine like, don't drink yayin v'sheicher, or old wine. Or havdu ben ha-kodesh ben ha-chil. So now, as Rashi says, we mean to say a ben ha-chil means that avoid shatei v'b'shichrus kri ha-chil. If you do the avoid when you were shikr, when you drank a revius of wine, that's mechal of the avoid. So in this pasuk here, yayin v'sheicher, we learn out that a shikr, if he does the avodah, he's mechal the avodah. Now, nechus bigodim v'shloi rochot yidarim v'glai minayim. How do we know a kohen that did not wear his bigodim, or else he did not wash his hands v'shloi rochot yidarim v'glai minayim? How do we know if they do the avodah, they're mechal the avodah? On this we say, tam lema, the pasuk says,